Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And it gives me tremendous pleasure to welcome a man who lies for a living, Simon Gear, climatologist. Good morning, how are you, and thanks for chatting to me.
Morning, Cathy. It's quite a double-edged intro, I suppose, but mea culpa.
Listen, as a climatologist, I'm not quite sure that it could really be anything else. I mean, you know, constantly, I'm sure the climate keeps you on your toes.
There's a difference between lying and being wrong. I try not to lie, but I am frequently wrong.
Okay, very good. Simon, can you explain to me, like I'm a five-year-old, the difference between a solstice and an equinox? And are we now in the summer solstice or the winter solstice? And does that change depending on which hemisphere you're in? Just please explain. I go through this every year. In fact, twice a year I go through this.
Sure, no problem at all. Okay, so let's start just from the perspective of someone standing on the surface of the earth. Okay, so we are in the summer solstice. It is the summer solstice for the southern hemisphere, and of course the winter solstice for the northern hemisphere. So solstice means that point at which the sun, from the perspective of the earth, gets to its most overhead in summer, or its least overhead in winter. So for us, the sun today at noon will be right over the Tropic of Capricorn. It's the furthest south that it gets in terms of our perspective looking up into the sky. The equinox is the opposite. That's when it's right over the equator at noon, and so it's sort of the halfway point between solstice and equinox. So today really marks the beginning then of, or the sort of height of our summer period, and then the beginning of that long, long trip back down to winter.
How is it possible that the entire globe can be going through either the winter or summer solstice at the same time? Is that not dependent on, you know, the Greenwich Meridian? Because surely...
No, it's got nothing to do with the Greenwich Meridian. The Greenwich Meridian is a line that goes in the other direction.
Yes.
So that's a line from north to south. We're talking about the important lines here are the lines of latitude. So the lines of latitude we'll all have heard about are the tropics of Capricorn and Cancer, the equator, and the Antarctic and Arctic circles. As the Earth is slightly tilted on its axis relative to the sun, what happens is that at some times in the year, the sun is mostly shines on the southern hemisphere, and on some times of the year, it mostly shines on the northern hemisphere. And this solstice is that period of the year where the sun is at its most on the southern hemisphere. So it's that point in the year where the southern hemisphere is getting the most sun and the winter hemisphere is getting the least sun. Also, it means that this is going to be the southern hemisphere's longest day of the year and the northern hemisphere's shortest day of the year.
And it is actually one day as opposed to being a period.
It can vary sometimes, just depending on various things. It can sometimes be either the 21st or the 22nd of December. But yeah, it is one day. Imagine of it like this. Imagine that the season is a man that's walking between two points. Okay.
Yes.
And the two points A and B are the two solstices. Southern and northern summer solstice. And when he gets to point B, southern hemisphere, summer solstice, he turns around and he starts walking back to point A. That moment when he turns around, that is the solstice.
Okay. So we're either going towards summer or we're going towards winter. So if we had to divide our calendar into 6 months, you know, 6 months we'd be traveling towards summer and 6 months we'd be traveling away from summer and towards winter.
Exactly. And this is that point where we turn around. And so although, in fact, in some societies, particularly sort of the older almanacs and so on, this 22nd of December was considered to be the end of spring and the start of summer. But I mean, that's clearly ridiculous to have considered, you know, 3 weeks of December in South Africa not to be part of summer is crazy. But if you want to split the year into four equal seasons, that's how they used to do it. So you would start winter at the equinox. You would start winter at the winter solstice. Then winter would go until the equinox. Spring would go until the summer solstice. Summer would go to the autumn equinox, and then so you would go.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. I actually think that I have this. Good. At the age of 50. I actually think that I have this. Simon, did you watch the Great Convergence last night?
Oh, we had cloud where I was.
Yeah.
So I mean, I saw some of the pictures on the internet. But no, unfortunately. With so many of these things, often we make our plans 6 months in advance, and then the very local weather is what actually stymies us.
Yeah. Anyhow, thank you so much for the time, and really appreciate speaking to you.
Absolutely. You stay well. Enjoy your summer solstice.
Thank you so much. Take care, Simon Gere. Take care. Bye-bye. Well, Simon Gere, climatologist, a man who doesn't lie for a living, but who is often wrong.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.